AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department is reporting a drop in the number of jobs created last month. President Biden says he is not concerned.
And we knew this wouldn't be a sprint, it'd be a marathon. Quite frankly, we're moving more rapidly than I thought we would.
At the White House, the president said the work continues.
My laser focus is on growing the nation's economy and creating jobs. My laser focus is on vaccinating our nation.
Pfizer has started the process of full approval from American regulators for its coronavirus vaccine. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
After getting emergency use authorization 5 months ago, more than 170 million of the vaccine's doses have been delivered across the U.S. Such authorization only lasts until countries declare the emergency is over, so the vaccines need a more stringent review to get full approval for a continued use. Pfizer has started giving the FDA data from human and lab testing and will submit more.
These reviews generally take a few months, is our understanding.
White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the FDA will move as fast as possible without compromising safety. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Kingdom is going to lift an overseas vacation ban May 17th and allow visits without quarantine to green list nations, but not Spain and France. The World Health Organization gave emergency use authorization to a vaccine manufactured by China's Sinopharm. Norwegian Cruise Lines is threatening to steer clear of Florida after the governor signed an order banning businesses from requiring customers to show proof of vaccination. The company says it's at odds with guidelines from federal health authorities that would let cruise ships sail if nearly all passengers and crew members are vaccinated. Witnesses say an 11-year-old girl in Sarasota, Florida, died when she ran back into her burning home, possibly to save her two puppies. This is AP News. A Sherpa guide has scaled Mount Everest for the 25th time, breaking his own record.
Kami Rita and 11 other Sherpa guides are the first group of climbers to reach the summit this year. They were fixing the ropes on the icy route so that hundreds of other climbers can scale the peak later this month. Everest was closed to climbing last year on both its southern side, which is in Nepal, and its northern side, which is in China, because of the coronavirus pandemic. Nepal has issued climbing permits this year to 408 foreign climbers, despite a surging COVID-19 outbreak. I'm Zeria Shakili.
China has opened Mount Everest's northern slope to a few dozen mountaineers who will be tested for the coronavirus and must keep their distance while ascending. The 38 people who were issued Chinese permits to climb the peak must come from parts of China that are at low risk for infection and must show a clean bill of health. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.